Hello, my name is Maria, and I'm a first-year PhD student of IGMO University. Today, I'll tell you about the experimental part of our article. To perform the functional test of the DNM, we need to use prepared reaction buffer, 100 micromolar aliquots of DZB-tile and tile on 3 oligonucleotides. Mix 1 micromolar each of DZB-tile and tile on 3 in 100 microliters of the reaction buffer in 0.5 microliter microcentrifuge tubes. Mix the tube gently and spin down the solution. Wrap the lid of the closed tube with parafilm, alternatively use screw cap tubes. Incubate the tube into a 500 ml beaker with boiling water for 2 minutes and then incubate the tube into a 500 ml beaker with boiling water for 2 minutes and then turn the heater off and let the temperature passively cool down overnight. Then verify the assembly of the structure by analyzing it in 12% native page. To perform native phage, you need to prepare the gel that consists of 10x TBE buffer, 1400 AABA, APS, and TEMET. To perform native phage, you need to prepare the gel that consists of 10x TBE buffer, 40% AABA, APS, and TEMET. Mix the components, move the mixture to the gel cassette, and let it polymerize. After that, mix the samples, which are assembled DNM, DZB-tile and tile-on-3 with a loading die, and load them into the gel. Put the cassette into the chamber, fill it with TBE buffer, and let the gel run for 90 minutes and 80 volts. Dye the gel with ethidium bromide and visualize it using gel documenting equipment. To perform limit of detection assay, you need to prepare 160 microliter of 200 nanomolar F-sub in the reaction buffer. It is used to assess the basic background of the substrate stability. And 7 aliquots of 160 microliter of pre-assembled DNM, F-sub, and DZA at concentrations of 20 nanomolar of DNM and DZA and 200 nanomolar of F-sub in reaction buffer. Out of the 7 tubes, tube 1 should be kept as the blank background to assess the spontaneous assembly of the DNA zyme core. Prepare solutions of different analyte concentrations in arenase-free water. Add analyte in tubes 2 to 7 at the final concentrations of 1, 10, 100, 200, 500, and 1000 picomolars. Gently mix the tubes and divide the solutions to 3 50 microliter portions into the black 96-well plate. Seal the plate with an optically transparent film. Incubate the plate in a water bath at 55 degrees for an hour and measure fluorescence at 535 nanometers. Calculate the mean and standard deviation for each point.